Hey, y'all.
Catch you dancing, child. It's always something before we started.
You gotta get hype, man. Like,
and it would be me. She was talking about, you gonna be up here cutting up. Nope, not this week. It was you.
You be on mute.
The last couple of episodes, I was not on mute. I had a smooth transition in here. Thank you.
Finally, after about 50 tries. Great job. Hey,
you know, listen, you gotta keep trying till you get it right. How was your week? How's it going?
Listen, booked and busy. Booked and busy, about to finish off season 8.
Oh,
done for the year.
The year.
Yeah.
The year.
Wow. The year.
Yeah. Must be nice. See, listen. I can't do that. I can't batch that many recordings out. I like certain things to be in real time. So I can't. That ain't how my genius work.
I know, right? Golly, be got to put people at this place. And
I'm very strategic. I gotta move how God tell me to move with my platform. So it's like, it gotta be this way. Okay, nope, he want me to mix it up. Okay, I switch it again. Man, I switched that thing like 5 times.
Before
I'm finalized. Listen, it's a method to my madness.
I believe it, but golly, just get it over with.
We don't push play or get it over with.
We don't push play.
We are intentional about the spaces that we have, and we are intentional about the stuff we put out in that order. You know,
absolutely. I agree. I got besides myself.
So what we talk about this week? These kids.
Kids, they don't understand. They don't understand what parents go through and what they've been through. They know everything.
I'm gonna let you go first because it looks like you about to be on the soapbox. So I'm gonna let you start off.
I'm not. I was just getting you hype. Getting you hype for those visuals. That's it.
I mean, listen. I ain't. My hair ain't gray yet, so it ain't get that bad. It's getting there, but it ain't get there yet. So that's why I said I'm gonna let you go first, cause you know you you got the adult children.
Listen,
I still got a 5-year-old and a teen.
Well, my mom used to tell me a whole lot of things back in the day when I was coming up as a kid myself, and you know. You don't listen right away because you think you, as a child, you really do think you know everything. You think you've been in this world before. You know what life is about. So you tend to not listen to the wisdom that the elderly people are giving you at the time. So you got to go through all these detours, all these shortcuts, the back roads and everything when you could have just listened to them and went right on course the whole time. You could have not made the mistakes that you made in your life because you listened. But we so hard-headed, though. We so hard-headed that we think we know everything when we turn 18. Oh, my God. Our life is ours, and we know everything now. So that's why the gray hair is there.
When they was 18, life wasn't how it was when we were 18. So we feel like we are, you know, the smarter ones in this capacity because y'all wasn't doing this when he was 18. Bread was like a quarter. What are you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what can you tell me right now? I got real 18-year-old problems because, you know.
Ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing at 18.
Let me go back. 18 must be our new number because we talked about 18. We talked about 18 last week. But, man, if I could go back to 18 again, baby.
That was
a good year for me?
Well, I was graduating from high school.
It was all right. It was all right.
But I thought I was living my life though. I do what I wanna do.
When I was 18, I was living life fancy free.
I went fancy free. I had a kid. I had a kid at 18, yeah, so I wasn't like fancy free.
You was the fresh one. I was the good one.
Don't put all my business in the streets like that.
You don't want to put your business out there to what you had a kid.
Oh man,
you didn't get that kid through artificial insemination, child.
Nah, he went down like that. Yeah, you know, I'm being grown. A little fresh, mm-hmm. You know, grown around the edges. But I'm just saying, I got these gray hairs because you know what? People don't understand that the easy part, Nate, somebody gonna get me, but the easy part is raising kids before the age of 18. We might think that it's hard to raise kids initially because, you know, kids don't come with manuals. They don't come with instructions. You know, it's a day-by-day process. You got to observe your kid and know your kid, literally. But the reason why I say that, don't beat me up out there, y'all. The reason why I say that, when you get those adult, what you call children, that's when the situation gets a little bit turned up. Because now they think they know everything for real. They know everything. They live their life. And then you can't tell them nothing about life. They got to go through some things. They really have to stumble, fall, bust their head wide open before they say, oh, mama, you was right. So that's when I think it gets hard when they become adults and their children because they don't want to listen to you. They don't want to take no advice you have. They want to do what they want to do and they think they can because they can. Technically, they're grown. So, yeah, that's the hard part for me. But see, you ain't there yet. You'll get there when Christian get 18 in a couple of years. You'll be there.
After you, while you was talking, I was thinking about Ray. The movie Ray with Jamie Foxx, and when he first when he first went blonde and he was trying to navigate through the house and he hit something and his mother was just like she it was in her innate ability to just jump and save him, but she knew if she touched him she would have messed him up and he had to do it on his own. He had to stumble. He had to, you know, navigate and learn because that's the only way he was going to learn how to maneuver around the house if he made these mistakes, right? So as you was talking, that's what I was thinking about, navigating parenthood as an adult. You know, you have this innate ability to want to help your children because yes. They're babies, they're your children. However, you have to come to a level of discernment where you say, nah, this one, they gotta hurt a little bit because if I touch it, I'll enable them and I'll mess them up for whatever reason. I'll mess them up as a man. I'll mess them up as a woman, as a parent, whatever. So I have to let them bump their head, let them stomp their toe, let them fall on their face just this one time. And hopefully that bruise will get them back on track so they can learn how to navigate in this space. And that's hard because my five-year-old, I'm just running like Flojo, like something happened. But like,
you're gonna be in trouble when he get grown then.
Yes, because I'm still trying to help him, like, you know, like he about to go to kindergarten. So it's like, okay. He got to start dressing himself like you, mommy ain't. And I guess it's just the me having that, you know, you want to be needed and loved mm-hmm. and all the things. Then it's like, well, dang, I look at my 15-year-old. He be like, what's up, mom? What's up? Like, I go from, you know, mommy to what's up? Like, bruh, what's up?
And then they ain't going to be talking to you after a while. He ain't going to be talking to you.
Wait a minute. Like, what? So that's why I you know, my five-year-old, that's my bestie, because I'm gonna soak up. I know how fast it goes, so now mm-hmm. I have to soak up all of these moments, even if I'm just like my ears is bleeding because he just talk. As soon as he wake up, he just Jesus, talk. He just Jesus. Don't stop.
Talk. He got a lot to say,
but I love that he talk now, because when he don't talk, that means something wrong. But.
Mm-hmm.
I soak it up because I know it's going to come a time where I got to be like, oof, all right, I got to let it go. I got to reel it in. And I don't think kids understand what we go through emotionally concerning that, because, you know, as a kid, looking at your parents, oh, I wish she would just leave me alone.
Okay.
But as a parent, it's like, yo, you don't understand. This is my job to coach mm-hmm. you through life, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you what I did, the consequences of doing that. Right. So I'm trying to help you avoid said consequences. But if you want to be out here being a knucklehead, go ahead. You want to mess your life up, go ahead. But at the same time, not go ahead.
Right. Don't go ahead. But see, my mom used to say, you are a reflection of me. Everything that you do is a reflection of me. Everything that your kids do is a reflection of me. Even though I'm grown, my mom thinks that everything that I do is going to somehow lead back to the teachings that she did for me as a child. Well, you know, she didn't raise me right. So I really be on that. Like, you know, she always told me, always be there for your kids. And it's, see, it's hard for me to navigate with them as adults because, for one, I'm a single mother. And when it was just you and not their father, of course you're going to want to run and save them out of everything that they go through. You're not going to want them to stump their toe and not be there to put the ointment on it and bandage it up and you know, nurture it back. You want to be that person to be there for them. But I'm starting to learn. Now, I got a 24-year-old and a 28-year-old. I'm starting to learn to step back and let God move in their lives, because somebody said, you can't be their God. No, I can't. They have to get to a point in their lives where they're down, where they can call upon God, because they were taught that as kids. God, you know, pray. So how can I tell them to pray to God and ask God for help and ask God to be there for them when I'm always running? I'm running, running, running every time they call, every time they get in a situation. Literally, I'm running. I don't give them a chance to pray. So now, in this year of 2025, they don't know it yet, but it's going to come a time where they're going to call me, and I'm going to be just like that, just like Ray's mother. I'm going to be looking, and I'm just going to sit back in the darkness, and I'm just going to watch and just let them fall wherever they fall. Now, I'm probably going to, you know, stop them from bumping their head on the floor. You know, I ain't going to let them hurt too much.
She's going to cry the whole time, y'all. Don't listen.
I'm going to be crying the whole time. Oh, don't let her hurt my baby too bad, Lord. Listen, but that's just being a parent. It's called love. That's it. It's love. When you love your kids, you're going to do anything and everything to make sure that they don't hurt. And they don't understand that part. They just think that everything you say to them, oh, she just don't care about my life, or she just trying to ruin my life, she trying to ruin my life. That's not the case. Trying to save you from making the same mistakes that I made. My mom used to tell me that too, but I didn't understand it then. But after raising my own children, now I understand that when she said, I'm just trying to stop you from making the same mistakes I made, I feel that now. Like, literally, I don't want them to go through none of what I went, not even 50% of what I went through. I want them to avoid all of that and just get this business now. Get what I'm saying now so you can avoid that and you can win and do what you need to do. But are they listening? Nope. They still want to live their own life. They don't listen. And that's my favorite thing. Why don't you just listen? Just listen sometime. You got to listen to somebody in your life. Somebody.
Sound like my mother.
Oh, my God.
You don't never listen.
I can say one thing. I can say, you know what? Don't go outside. They'll be looking. You always run my. Let you say, don't go outside. You know, Auntie Riri told me I shouldn't go outside, so I think I won't go outside. I just told you that 30 minutes ago.
Especially mean? If it's my niecey poo. She going to definitely say, oh, well, Auntie said not to go outside, so I'm not going outside. He's going to be like, I know you lying. That. I just told you you're ragging.
In a deeper voice. But they'll listen to you now, but not the parent.
I guess it's because, you know, you're so used to your parent telling you something in a way, you know, they're always going to say something. So it's like you're kind of on autopilot when your parents is talking. It's like, wah, 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 like Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
But when somebody else say it, it's like it's a light bulb moment. Like, whoa. I shouldn't go outside. Like, wait a minute. Like, even if it's 2.5 seconds later, like, wait, I shouldn't go outside. Like, you hear it. It's like something just switch on. Like, it just, the sound come through the clouds. Cause something. When your parents saying it, it's like, wah, 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 wah. Like, everything we say come out muffled. But somebody else will say something and they can hear it. Like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. I don't know.
I don't know either. Why. And then my mom used to say all the time too, you know, you don't tell your kids everything that you went through when raising them, you know, because she's telling me, I was like, y'all don't understand what I went through, you know, to raise y'all and to make sure that food was on the table, to make sure the bills was paid. You know, she says a lot of things I never told you about survival. I just had to do what I had to do to make sure you had the things you needed and you had the things you wanted. So kids really don't know what parents go through to make sure that they have everything they need and want, sometimes going without eating themselves. You have parents out there that will choose their child to eat before they eat. You have parents out there that will literally spend their last on their child and go without. And yeah, the kids will never understand the struggles that parents go through just to make sure that they're able to have a Christmas tree, decorations, presents under the trees, birthday gifts, you know, all these holidays that come along all year long, you know, to celebrate like other kids. And they may not have it. And that's true. Yeah. Kids just don't understand what parents go through, man. They don't
understand the sacrifice. And I don't necessarily agree with not sharing what you endure to your kids. I think when they come to a level of understanding, when they're able to grasp the concept, you should tell them, because you don't want them to walk around here with a poor piss behavior that the world owes them something, because the world doesn't owe them anything. Anything that you want and anything that you need, you have to work for.
Work for it.
And nothing is going to be given to you because of who you are and who you're attached to by blood, right? So transparency moment, you know, in regards to sacrificing, my oldest doesn't live with me. He lives with his father's side of the family. And I made that decision, and that was one of the hardest decisions of them all, because it was always just me and my son. Mm-hmm. But when it came time to separate from his dad and, you know, we divorced and all the things, I knew that the lifestyle he was provided could not be given to him solo with me, with my side of the family. I was still navigating life and trying to figure things out. So I allowed him to stay there so he wouldn't be uprooted, because sometimes children don't know how to take and navigate change like adults. So to keep him safe in the parameters in which he was comfortable, the house, the area, the school system, all the things, I made the change and I moved. And to this day, like, he's still there. And that's because I wanted to keep him in a space where he was familiar. And for me, he doesn't understand. He thinks, this is great. I get to be the pick of the litter. I get to live in this nice gated area and all the things. And I'm sitting here every day crying my eyes out because, you know, that was the choice I made for the betterment of him, so he can have the best education, so he can have a good neighborhood and he didn't have to worry about being bullied or being shot or being all the things, right? But kids don't understand that dynamic, you know, the sacrifices that we make as parents. So at the end of the day, I think it's very vital to have those conversations so they can understand. And then we can have conversations with them, because like we said before in a podcast previously, we were brought up in a generation where children should be seen and not heard. So we couldn't voice our opinions to say, well, we're not happy, or I'm depressed, or I feel, what you know about being depressed? Go to bed.
Okay.
So if I unalive myself tomorrow, don't cry over my body because I just told you I was depressed. But because you feel like I don't know what I'm talking about, you don't, you know, talk to me. We don't have these conversations. So it's very important to open the lines of communication now, especially when we are in a generation who knows the importance of mental health, who knows the importance of therapy and all the things that it can do for you and provide. Don't allow the next generation to come up with that children should be seen and not heard, because that's going to cause even more harm. Because look at us, we all jacked up because we couldn't have those outlets to express ourselves. Luckily for us, we have channeled it in a positive way, like podcasting, but you do know there are other people who have channeled it in a negative way, like podcasting and different things, right? So it's important to utilize and open the lines of communication, because they don't understand, and it's necessary for them to know that the struggle is real. Stuff ain't cheap. And like I tell my son all the time, you know, you want to be able to go in a store, and I tell him this all the time, you like going in the store and picking out whatever you want? He's like, yeah, mom. I said, yeah, you like having the newest iPhone and all the, you know, all the stuff that you like? Yeah, mom. I said, okay, well, that's what getting a college education will do for you. Because that'll already put you at the top.
Yep.
You mess around here if you want to and don't go to school, don't better yourself, you're going to end up working and then working and then working. And then you're going to have to say, well, this pack of meat was $23.99. This pack of meat was $22.08. I think I'm going to get the $22.08, because that will change, make a difference. You don't want to live a life like that.
No.
You want to be able to pick and choose what you want and not even have to look at a price tag. And if you have that degree, nowadays you need just an associate's degree to be a supervisor at a supermarket.
Okay.
So if you have that degree, that already puts you ahead. I can have 28 years of experience. You're going to be my boss because you have that piece of paper. But I'm telling you how to do the job. Make it make sense. But you want that because you want to be the one who shifts the room and shifts the atmosphere. You don't want to be the one that's just like at the bottom of the barrel because you didn't get an education or whatever the case may be. Go straight through. Don't take no breaks. Don't do none of that. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just go straight. Go straight through, because it's harder once life starts lifing. Become an adult, a husband, a wife, a parent. You got to work full time. You can't just go to school whenever you want to. Mm-hmm. Where would it took you 2 years to get your associates? It might take you four, because you got to do a class at a time.
Right. I understand. I'm telling you, they don't understand. But you know what? Kids are different from when we were coming up. You say, you know, kids were, you know, was not heard, you know. They're different now. They will voice their opinion now. They will tell you just how they feeling. They're very outspoken. So that's another thing. We're not like them. Like, we wouldn't dare tell our parents how we felt, like as if it was important. How Listen, we felt wasn't important.
I couldn't even say shoot because it sounded like the other word.
Okay.
Been I no- wish, darn. Okay, anything that sounded like Dang. A cuss word. Frick. Okay, like you... Not saying none of that, but they will flat out say the real word. Like, what are you
talking to?
Who child is this? Come get him. Throw the whole child.
Find your teeth on the floor, messing with my who? Who throwing a shoe from across the room or picking up a child?
Anything that was accessible, you getting it's getting thrown at you. Okay, they don't do beatings. We do gentle parenting now. This is what that is. We do gentle parenting. We tell Bobby that this is not proper behavior. We do not like this.
Do that.
Our parents say, wherever you do it at, that's where you're going to get it at.
You're going to get it right.
Don't
up.
Touch nothing.
Don't ask
Don't
for nothing.
Say nothing. Don't ask for nothing, because you're not getting hard. Nothing.
Before we go in the store, that's what we told. But look, Bobby getting the stove, and Bobby don't get that candy bar. Bobby done fell out in the floor. Now he upset because he can't get this candy bar. Did you see that video with that little girl where she was going around throwing stuff on the floor and breaking wine bottles and all kinds of stuff in the store? And I'm looking at this video like, who raised you?
Girl. That's your favorite question. Who raised you? Who raised you and what you gonna do? Those are two favorite questions.
Honey, my mom would have told me upside down in that store. First of all, I wouldn't have tried her like that. First of all, let's make that clear. I would not have did that. But that little girl was so bold. And then people around her talking about, it might just be something wrong. It might just be. Yes, there clearly is something wrong. Yes.
Clearly.
Clearly. But I'm sure that mama knew before she took that child in that store, that child was already acting like that somewhere at some point. Child, mama laid me out on that floor.
You know, it's the reflexes for me. Because as soon as she would have touched one thing, it would have been like a snatch up. Like you would have just, your whole body would have just jerked because you either got pinched or you got yoked up real quick. And then you would have been like, okay, I'm good now. I'm good. Like,
did you see that trend where they were snatching people up? Did you see that trend where that's how that child would have got snatched?
You got to snatch that real quick. Like,
Mm-mm. Listen, I come from the days where my mama sent me outside to pick my own switch.
Yeah, we not going there. We talked about that on Twisted Tuesdays. We not talking about no switches. You know how I feel about them. Nope, we not doing that. Nope. They ain't got to give me but one good time, never again.
listen. Switches. I know somebody can relate to that and braid them together. Braid them together and wear them. That's the worst beat in the world to get. Oh my.
See, I tried to talk my way out of my beatings. I did real good.
I believe it too.
Real good. After I got that one time, I thought I was like, get a little switch, right? Because the little ones ain't gonna hurt that bad. You know, they hurt the worst. Okay. So after that, I was like, yeah, no. I was like, wait, mom, wait. Let me explain.
Linda, listen.
Let me explain. Look, I'm sorry. You know, Mr. Brown, like, I'm sorry. You ain't gonna get me, no. We not getting no beatings. Nope.
Did it work? Did it work?
It worked for a while.
Oh my God.
It did work for a while.
Wow.
I had the tears and everything. Oh, girl.
Oh, Monty used to do that. Monty used to do that. Now, Monty used to do good with them tears, boy. Monty just make my heart just soft. Mama, and I be like, now that I look back on that, I said, boy, that girl got me good. She missed a lot of beats because she's sitting there crying. And I realized them tears were just fake. After a while, I'm like, girl, come on, you can get that beat anyway. But I used to tell my mama.
She would go for those, but I couldn't go for the trying to get out of church. No, we can't do that.
No, you can't.
I don't feel good. So
yeah, no.
Let's go. You go. You was up watching TV. You was feeling good then. Mm-hmm. Dang, I just wanted to watch Apollo. Like y'all.
No. Church or school? You getting medicine and you still going to school? Like,
let's not even talk about school. We went to school in snowstorms, blizzards. Okay.
Well, I can't talk about them blizzards and snowstorms.
But if there was no line, you see how this little ticker is at the bottom of the screen. If you didn't see your school pop up on there, that means you gotta go to school. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you just get a sprinkle of snow. Oh, there's a delayed opening. What you mean? These kids are soft now.
Listen, I can't relate to that because let me tell you something. It could be a sprinkle in the South. You know, I'm from South Carolina. The school closed. The grocery store's closing early. Everybody.
Mm-mm. Ain't no state of emergency. The blizzard of 96. Emergency. 96? That was the worst. And I was in grammar school. Mm-mm. Nope. See, we come from the Bernie Mac school of parenting. Mm. Now, these kids are just soft. They soft. Like, you can't do nothing.
They closed over everything. Everything they got, all they don't have no school.
Yeah, every conference they don't understand what we went through. We actually had to do research papers. We ain't had no Google, nothing. We had
dial up internet. What you talking about? We had dial up. We had Somebody called Ben.
You got your own phone, okay? you got your own phone. We had to share. Yeah, let my brother be home and he had a call or my mother had a call. I couldn't talk to nobody.
Child, first of all, you had to have call waiting because, you know, when in the beginning you didn't have call
waiting. That's a luxury. Call waiting?
Oh, baby. What the good days, though? Those are the good old days, boy. They don't know about that. They don't know about the struggle, man. Now they got Wi-Fi. Like, Wi-Fi is the best thing ever. Because I'm telling you, if y'all had dial-up internet, y'all would appreciate the Wi-Fi. Trust me.
And then you would know, and then you would know you were special too. Because if I talk to you before my minutes is free, that means you special. Now y'all got unlimited minutes. We had to wait till 9 o'clock.
We were sweating, couldn't talk to nobody.
But then it's bedtime, so it defeated the purpose because I had to go to bed. So I couldn't talk to nobody.
Well, I ain't had no cell phone though. I couldn't get a cell phone until I was 18. So yeah, my mama told me I couldn't get no cell phone until I could pay for it. I got them licenses at 18 too. My mom went, but she said you ain't going to my insurance and running my insurance.
Because you was a fast tail. That's why you can't get, and you was fast even without a cell phone. Let me.
I ain't even go nowhere. I was at the house on the house phone. What you talking about?
Oh God.
I stayed home. I ain't trust anybody else. I was at the house being fast at the house. Mm-hmm. So it was. Don't tell nobody else but God though. Oh man! If I could relive some of them days, man, I probably wouldn't change a thing because you know what? When you start changing the course of your life and what you went through, then you mess something up. You know, some of them lessons in life that you do learn, they were necessary because then it made you stronger than you are. You know, were before it made you appreciate things in life, like the simple things of having running water, lights, you know, Wi-Fi. You know, car insurance, you know, those things. Man, listen, my mama bought me, my mama bought me a coffee pot for Christmas, right? I asked my mama for that coffee pot, like, the Christmas before. And I saw this big old box, and I wasn't thinking that. You know, I was like, what is in this box? I thought she was getting ready to gag, you know, honestly. I thought she had a gift in a box. Girl, when I opened that box and I saw that coffee maker, I said, oh, yes,
that's how you know you get old, when you learn to appreciate the little things. Like, I went to my mom's house and she gave me a sheet set. You would have thought she gave me $1,000. I said, oh, this the good thread.
You know what the good, tell them what the good threads is. I know what the good threads is.
The good threads means you can wash it multiple times and it don't get them thick thigh bubbles. You know how when you got thick thighs and your joints be rubbing together and it be leaving them little balls in between your pants? Like, that good thread is gonna do that on them sheets. See, we not
this is good thread.
You lay down, it just feel like silk against your skin. Like,
listen, my mama had got me some washing powder and some bleach and some like dish detergent. You know, household stuff one Christmas, honey, and some paper towel. Your paper towel is not a necessity no more. Paper towel is an addition. Like, you get grateful for paper towel, man. I like toilet to ran up and down the place when she gave me that stuff. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I said, I needed me some washing powder. What you towel, please? That's how I knew I was getting old for real. That stuff mattered to me.
But you know what? To tie it all back around and to end the conversation, because we could go on and on about it. To the kids, understand that, you know, a lot of the times, don't, how can I put this? Do not take the absence for neglect. Sometimes the absence is due to a sacrifice. A lot of the times, especially now with the way of the world, things cost so much. Parents got to work and they don't have a village like they used to, grandmama and them and all that stuff. We don't have that village anymore. So we're not absent because we want to be. We're absent because we have to be. And that doesn't make us love you any less. that actually shows, not saying we love you more, but that actually shows how much we love you, because love is a sacrifice. And if whatever you love, you will sacrifice for. And sometimes time we have to sacrifice because we have to work and provide the basic necessities, like Nikki said, toilet paper, you know, the luxuries that you have just to get up every day and to make sure you got your favorite orange juice or you got your favorite cereal that's $5 a box that you can go through in a week, okay? A gallon of milk is almost $5. So understand that there are levels to love, and sacrifice is the name of the game. So be present, be intentional, and have conversations about your feelings, you and your parents, because you don't understand what they go through and we don't understand what y'all go through. But there should be a time and a space where you have that moment where y'all can come together and talk about these things, because it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So to the babies, now I sound old. To the babies, listen, don't rush. Slow down. Slow down. Enjoy the breeze, the fresh air outside. Enjoy getting up in the morning. And this may sound crazy. Getting up in the morning, whether you're catching that bus to school or whether you're riding in your mama's car to school, enjoy the ride. Because I'm telling you, it's going to come a day when you are the parent and you're going to understand what sacrifice is like. Sis, say what the sacrifices that your mother made for you so you can have your favorite things, so you can have your necessities, so you can have anything you wanted. But just slow down. Enjoy the small things in your life and appreciate the things that your parents are doing. Respect your parents, because respect goes a long way. You may not understand what they're doing right now, but trust me, you will understand by and by. If you just keep living, you will understand why your parents did the things they did, why they said the things they said, why they tried to stop you from doing certain things, because they already been there. They know the story. They know the ending of that story. And they're trying to prevent you from even making it to the middle. Just stop for a moment and just listen to your parents and know that they just got your best interests at heart. They love you unconditionally. And you only get one mother, one father. And then you might have bonus fathers and bonus mothers. You're blessed beyond. And if you're in that situation, listen, because like sis say, villages don't exist like it used to. I had the church, I had school, and I had home, and every one of them were aligned. They taught me the same things about morals, values, integrity, life in general. And they could tear my butt up if they needed to, too, if I got a line. And my mama wouldn't check them, because 9 out of 10 times, I messed up.
Uh-huh.
And I deserve that beating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because in my mom's absence, I had church member to step in and tear my butt up and tell me, you know what, that you shouldn't do that. I'm gonna tell y'all one quick story before we got here. I had this neighbor, right? Y'all, God bless him. God bless him. You know, he's dead and gone now. Him and his wife is gone. They lived across the street from me. When I tell you that man knew everything in that neighborhood, what was going on in that neighborhood, he knew everything. And he told it too. He told it. And I used to say as a kid, I was like, oh my God, he always minded my business. Like I had business. I had no business. I was a child. But at the end of the day, the point of the matter was that man made sure the neighborhood was safe. And I didn't understand that as a child. That because of him being on every single set and being alert and observant, crime didn't exist in our neighborhood. Nobody wasn't coming over there messing with him. So I appreciated it when I became an adult and I understood why he did what he did. And when he passed away, all kinds of stuff started happening. So just listen, and enjoy your days as a child. Trust me, slow down. All right, sis, that's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Slow down, kids. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And, you know, as always, we are here for you. We take the suggestions. If you got anything that you would like us to talk about, if you want us to incorporate guests, let us know. Put it in the comments. Let us know. And as always, we're here, healing hearts and inspiring change. So until next episode.
Later.